Freedom of religion is an assumed right and liberty protected by the U.S. Constitution. However, there have been a series of events which has created doubts about these freedoms and whether the First Amendment is actually being, believe it or not, fully protected by local governments, for example. My next guest joins us to preview a rally taking place in Trenton on Monday to bring attention to this issue. He is the founder and president of the New Jersey Family Policy Council, NDO. Good morning, Len.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
And their website is njfpc.org. Of course, we have a link up over to our website as well. And this rally is going to be coming up on Monday. It's May 5th from noon until 2 at the State House in Trenton. Just look for the Gold Dome and the people, and that'll be the State House. What was the catalyst for this event, Len?
Well, we have been seeing an erosion of religious liberty and religious freedom across our nation. New Jersey actually had one of the first cases with a challenge to the Ocean Grove Camp Meeting Association. Two women filed to have a commitment ceremony on the on their boardwalk pavilion. And of course, Ocean Grove, being Orthodox to the Christian faith, said, well, we would only allow, you know, marriages between a man and a woman. And so they were sued, and they ended up having to give up their tax-exempt status on the boardwalk pavilion itself after it went through, you know, its myriad of civil hearings and stuff. So that was in, I believe it was 2008, so it was kind of early on. And now we've seen across the nation just bakers and florists and, you know, other people being challenged. We've seen the HHS mandate forcing people of faith to provide abortifacients in their insurance coverages, and all these things that are just building up. So we want to draw attention from our legislators to let them know that, you know, religious freedoms and religious liberty, that's our first freedom, our first right in the Constitution, the First Amendment, and right now we believe it's being trampled on.
I think what people have a problem understanding, too, and, you know, to counter all of the atheists who want to remove any sort of religion from society, not just schools, and they also sort of cloud over the fact that the separation of church and state isn't meant to keep the faith, the faith out of the state. It's meant to keep the state out of the faith. That was the original intent on that. But I think people are really getting frustrated by the fact that you can have literally a person. You know, case in point, there was a father in Detroit who is Muslim, and he was objecting to a flyer distributed at a school promoting a church's Easter egg hunt, which he had done years before, and he was all upset because he felt that it bothered his daughter. Where, you know, how does one voice of objection become empowered to eliminate what's worshiped, what's embraced, what's enjoyed by the masses?
Right, and this is exactly what we're talking about. I just think today that the courts, like we have right here in New Jersey too, and this just happened recently in the Aberdeen-Mattawan School District, a family has filed a lawsuit to remove Under God out of the pledge in that school district. And first of all, the family has filed anonymously, which from my perspective, I would encourage the judge, if he's listening, to throw the case out, because if they're not willing to stand up, if they think they're going to get so much, you know, flack and everything, if they're not willing to stand up for their beliefs, then don't file a lawsuit. But these are the things that are happening. 99% of the kids are probably fine, and their parents are, you know, feel great about the fact that the school is reciting the pledge in the morning. You know, we know that Under God was added, and I believe it was in 1954. So, but these are the things that are happening, and you're right, because it's just one person is being given so much power, but they have to understand that, hey, this is, we're talking about the common good. And when we talk about the common good, it's what's best for all the people. And a child that is a so-called atheist, they could sit out. They don't have to stand for the pledge, so they already have their right. But now they want to stop everybody from doing it, and that's absurd. And that just gets me upset.
or just don't say those two words that seem to bother them, although that's sort of a contradiction, too. A name such as God, which is meaningless to an atheist, how can something that's meaningless bother you?
Yeah. Oh, there's some logic.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with you. And, you know, and I'm not trying to diminish the fact that, you know, an atheist has beliefs or non-beliefs. But the fact is that there are a lot of people that feel strongly about their faith. And I would say it's a vast majority of Americans and New Jerseyans. So we're watching this with bated breath because we're just in disbelief at what's been coming out of our court systems as far as decisions. But we're watching this case very carefully.
Talking with Len Dio, who is the founder and president of the New Jersey Family Policy Council, njfpc.org on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. They have a rally coming up on Monday, May 5th from noon till 2 at the State House in Trenton for you to gather and show the people that the masses are of a faith of one kind or another, a belief of one kind or another, and they have the First Amendment right to express that faith and belief. And there was actually, Len, not too long ago, I think it was probably Fairleigh Dickinson, University Public Minded poll, 73% of New Jersey residents said it's okay to have a prayer at the start of a public meeting.
Right, exactly. I mean, this is what's, but yet you'll get a judge that'll come in and the heck with the 70%, I have a 1% and rule in their favor. So those are, but you know what, as more and more people start to stand up, that's the key here. People do have to take a stand. And you know, we've been asleep at the switch for so long, but now I think, you know, more and more people are starting to see these ludicrous things happening, and they're starting to say, what is going on, you know? So they need to stand up, be counted. They need to vote, but they need to express their opinions to their elected officials, especially their state legislators, their two assembly representatives, and their New Jersey state senate representative. Not talking about the U.S. or the congressman yet, but for us right here in New Jersey.
Now, with that in mind, we have about a minute left here. How discouraging is it when you have someone like Governor Christie punting on an issue like gay marriage, for example?
Well, I'm not going to say that the governor actually punted. I know he was a pretty strong supporter throughout the years on the marriage issue. I think he saw the writing on the wall with the Supreme Court. Again, it comes down to the courts and the people having no power to fight the courts. And then for the governor, in his defense, he's been trying to get appointments, but the legislature, or the Senate, actually, because they're the ones that confirm judges, have essentially for the past 5-6 years have been blocking his nominations. So it's been a tough road, and I understand. I mean, we had one judge in the state, a Superior Court judge, that overturned marriage for 8.7 million people. You know,
yeah.
It's just bizarre. I mean, our cry was always let the people vote, let the people decide on such a drastic policy change.
Once again, the rally is Monday, May 5th, noon until 2 at the State House in Trenton. That's at 123 West State Street, in case you didn't know. Get more information about this and the other issues that are addressed by the New Jersey Family Policy Council at their website, njfpc.org. That's njfpc.org. And we'll be joined this morning by the founder and president, Len Dio. Len, thanks for being here this morning.
Hey, it's my pleasure, and you have a great day. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful one, and we hope the weather holds for Monday.